Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, with more no BS hiring advice. Now, I've always been a big believer that everyone in an organization has to get on the same page immediately about what they're looking for when they're hiring. That's all the people in the department when they're trying to interview, what's communicated to HR, the job requirement. Everyone has to be on board. Let me just tell you about something that happened to me this week. I was contacted about a firm to fill four positions. Great, I love this. Two obscure technologies. Okay, I do this all the time. I love working on obscure technologies. So I find four people for the jobs to start off with. I knew one wasn't right, and it was a tested scenario. And then I tell them that, and they respond back, saying, this person isn't right for that reason. Thus, I knew I had assessed it properly. I replaced that person with another. So I now have four people for four jobs. All I'm looking for at this point is constructive feedback. They talk to one person, they go, this person's terrific. I want to get him back to meet, to talk to so-and-so. Person was overseas on a trip, couldn't do it. They tried to substitute someone else in the interview process. That person wound up not making themselves available. It's now a week later for this person they're excited about. I had emailed the HR person, I reached her yesterday. This is what I hear. They're rethinking the jobs and what they really need. Okay? This is from beginning to end. This is 10 days, by the way. 10 days, and they're rethinking it. Why wasn't it thought through at the beginning? Why wasn't everyone on board with what was being looked for at the beginning? You know, this is one of the things that makes me as a recruiter nuts, is on your side, when you do things that are helter-skelter, and you lurch this way, and then you go, stop! And I'm expected to be happy about this, because I've invested time and effort and resources, which is money, by the way, into working on something, and then you're going, stop! So, all I want is a clear picture of what you're looking for. Now, I've got to imagine it from the job hunter's perspective. We love him, we love him, we got to talk to him, we got to talk to him. Oh, he's terrific. Have him talk. This is going to wrap up so quickly. And then it's a week later from when the substitute interviewer couldn't make themselves available. So just recognize the impact of your behavior on everyone in this process. Now, you can rationalize this away till you're blue in the face. There's no excuse for it. If I went to you and said and handed you a resume of someone that you thought was perfect, and then I can't produce them, you'd be angry at me, right? And rightly so. I wouldn't have done my job properly. Well, the fact is, you haven't done your job properly. So I just want to encourage you, before you give out requirements, before you start interviewing, get on the same page. This isn't about changing your mind midstream. In this example, it's 10 days in. This could have been all solved beforehand instead of wasting people's time. Don't waste time. Don't waste others' time. You're screwing them. So I'm Jeff Altman. Excuse me for giving you a tough lesson, but the fact is you need to hear it and act on it, okay? So I want to help you with recruiting. I can help coach you. I'm really an easygoing guy, but this kind of stuff makes me crazy because it bothers me that you hurt the job hunter as much as you do and as often as you do. Reach out to me about doing recruiting at Jeff Altman at thebiggamehunter.us. I'd be happy to help you with recruiting. Honest, I really would. Also, there's more content at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I'd be very happy to help you with information that could help you do a better job with staffing. Finally, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IM/thebiggamehunter. Jeff Alpin here. Have a great day. Take care.